T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Gresh and Keith
on WEEI.
Hour 2 of Gresh and Keith. Partisan for Keith. One more day. Rich expected to be back on Monday.
Is he day by day?
He is day by day, I do believe.
He is expected to return.
He is expected to return on Monday. But then again, we all are. Are we all day by day or day to day?
Day by day.
Not
day to day. There's a differentiation.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that one. That was Kyle Shanahan, right?
Yeah.
On the whole.
A real optimistic look at things.
The world needs fadeless, too.
Does it?
Well, the world needs a-holes, don't they?
I'm a living example.
I was just going to say, two people right here who are pretty much living examples of
a-holes can succeed, too.
That's
okay,
right.
I got a little something.
If you try hard and apply yourself and only tick off half of the people that you know, you can find a way to survive in this world.
Stay above water.
I wonder if we're going to get a little bit of screaming A breaking down the whole day-to-day or day-by-day. I wonder if that's what it's going to come to, especially since Corey's a writer.
He could latch on to something like that and have a good rant.
Oh, of course.
Anybody could.
I think he might have backed off Boston a little bit after some of the Ime Udoka stuff, but another story for another
time. Wait, did he say something dumb? Oh, he did. That's right.
He did. Yeah. Yeah, he just put his foot right in his mouth on that.
I know old damn you white dudes. No.
I wish he would just go honky one time. Just make me happy. Go George Jefferson. No, the world's not going to get mad at him if he uses the word honky.
Oh, no, he's borderline untouchable.
A full lot of honkies in here.
Yeah, seriously. If you can put it in, if Peter Griffin used it as a joke to get out of jury duty,
right.
Stephen A. Smith could roll out, you know, how come that doesn't happen to the honky coaches in the NBA? 617-779-7937. Dan Orlovsky joins Marloni, Fourier, and Mego every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And Dan Orlovsky was asked a question by Lou if missing time could actually help Mac Jones. He had a very interesting answer.
That's always a question when quarterbacks miss time. I don't really think it's going to be like a good thing. I don't necessarily believe it has to be a bad thing, but I don't, I'm not going to sit there and go, my goodness, Mac is going to become a different player. We've got a pretty good clear understanding of who Mac could become. I will say this. If you look at the three games in his career that he's been hit the most, two of the last three have happened in the last 2 weeks. And I said this on NFL Live yesterday. If it's Mac Jones or if it's Brian Hoyer, I don't care. You know, I told everybody in the preseason, this offensive line's got major issues. Mac has been hit almost 40% of his dropbacks the last 2 weeks. 40%. That's outrageous. That's outrageous. And so unless over that 5 weeks that offensive line starts to play at a much higher pace and in a more traditional New England way, this won't be some type of good thing for Mac Jones.
What do you make of the comments on the O-line? How much of that is Mac, the players, the scheme, the changes, all of it?
Well, the players in theory are pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Trent Brown. I know they flip-flopped Brown and Wynn left and right, but in theory, we've seen these players succeed David Andrews is a high-level center. We've seen him succeed here. Now, Cole Strange, the wild card. You drafted a lower-level guard, gave him the job right out the gates, didn't really force him to earn it. I think he's been competitive.
Yeah,
I think
to this point, he has not been a problem.
Mike Onwenu is a guy that Bill has never loved as much as the PFF crowd when he got those greatest rookie grades ever when he was like the fifth-round pick and all that crap. Bill didn't want to play him last year, had the opportunity to play him, chose not to play him, made an extra lineman, but the talent is there, and certainly the low-hanging fruit or the obvious is, who's the offensive line coach?
Billy Yates?
Well, really, it's Matt Patricia. Billy Yates, Patricia. Just the assistant.
That's right.
Don't blame the assistant. Do not. That'd be like blaming me for this show. Your name's on the show. Don't blame Andy Hart. If my name's not on the show, don't blame me.
All right, Fitzy, you learned.
Don't blame Billy Yates. Matt Patricia's the offensive line coach.
That is very true.
Okay, so this is certainly an addition.
For Billy Yates.
If you want to fixate on the offensive line as part of the issue. Now, I also think communication's been part of the issue between the quarterback and the line and within the line and that whole. But again,
that's what
who's the offensive play caller and offensive coordinator? Would be Matt Patricia.
Right.
So Matt Patricia's fingers are in all of these problems that the offense is having. He can't deny that.
And see, that's where I keep coming back to, because for anybody who would make a definitive statement on what this Patriots offense is, we don't really know. We haven't seen layers of the passing game. We haven't seen layers of the offense. And I'm with you. I look at that group up front and I'm like, okay, everybody in the NFL is now throwing more pressure at teams. They're unafraid to blitz on third down. Whereas I think a couple of years ago, third and 14, build the wall, 10 yards down the field, keep it in front of them, give up the 10. Now I think there is a little bit of a change of depending on field position. Yeah, I'll blitz you on third and 14 to get the ball out early. We've seen changes in the way NFL defenses have started to or evolving attacking teams.
Sure, but we always said for years, one thing you never really saw with Dante Scarnecchia's O-lines were a lot of runaway rushers.
Right.
Like unblocked guys, uncertainty, communication issues.
The pure whiff.
Right. Sometimes guys would get beat. You'd say, our right tackle stinks today. He's getting his ass
whipped. Oh, Matt Light, every time he went into Miami, he was the worst left tackle who ever lived.
But it wasn't, we don't know how to block the guy. It's my guy not as good as your guy. We've seen more communication breakdowns, effort breakdowns, runaway rushers in the first few weeks here. That's just a fact. Now, whether you choose to say that's coaching or that's the evolution of the NFL, like you're sort of alluding to, that defenses are being more aggressive and they are going to overload you with 3, 4, 5 guys over the left tackle, that you're going to have to figure out which of those guys is coming, which of those guys isn't coming.
Mm-hmm. You got to figure, and that's where the experienced OCs get the benefit of the doubt. You know, Josh McDaniels zone 3 with the Raiders, but I don't know how many people are looking at them and thinking, nah, that guy, he's never going to figure it out with all that talent they have there. Here it is do you have the ability to figure it out, number one, and then do you have the ability to figure it out and coach it up with a backup quarterback?
So
on the road, by the way, in a place that ain't easy to play, and that's just week one of this run.
I'm going
to
say something definitive that shouldn't be said definitively. This offensive line would be better if Dante Scarnecchia were making the adjustments from week 1, 2, 3, and 4. And we all agree on that?
I would completely agree on that.
So that's just the reality. As much as we fixate on the offensive play calling uncertainty with Matt Patricia and Mac Jones and Joe Judge, you also have to say the offensive line does not have the experience in coaching with Patricia leading it, and even with Billy Yates, who you brought up, you know, learning who he is as a relatively young coach. I know he played in the league, but we all know just because you can play in the league doesn't mean you can coach in the league.
And coaching technique is different than coaching scheme.
Yes.
And that's where this guys are going to get beat up front. You know, sometimes a guard or a center, they're going to get their nose over their toes and they're going to get whipped on a swim move. And, you know, those things are going to happen. I guarantee that at some point, Isaiah Wynn's going to have a bad day just because he went up against somebody that has the ability to beat him one-on-one.
Right.
But that's technique. To me, I think Billy Yates could coach that. I would trust Billy Yates to coach that if I were the head coach, if I were Bill Belichick. But in terms of him jumping in and saying, Nah, coach, if we do it this way, when we call this play, here's why it's easier, because I've been out on the field. That's where I don't know if they have that in that room, if they have that with Matt Patricia, if Bill Belichick's got to jump in and try to fix that. Then, oh, by the way, you have to then go coach the mental piece of that. And if the play caller is out there dealing with a backup quarterback or trying to figure out how differently am I going to call plays, then it's down to Billy Yates to kind of communicate that stuff. And that's where it starts to lose me a little bit.
Well, the funny thing here is, so we talked yesterday, Mike Lombardi basically put it all on...
on Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Correct.
And now you have a former quarterback putting a lot of it on
the offensive line. Right.
And, where's the truth?
And Orlovsky, by the way, did say, to think that Mac Jones isn't prepared, you're kind of fooling yourself. It was almost like a sort of dig back at Lombardi a little bit.
Yes.
On the whole, you know, or if you think the kid's being lazy, like that's not him. That's not in his nature.
But the reality is, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. Is the line playing well enough? No. Is the quarterback playing well enough? No.
No.
And then you have a bad passing game.
And is the play calling been good enough? We don't know.
I would say no.
Okay.
Like, you know, that fourth and two in front of the sticks, didn't love that. Like, there's been examples. There's been some second and long runs that have been horrific. There's been certain things that I think have been bad play calls.
Throw more than flat routes around the goal line, please.
Yes, yes.
Throw to the tight ends, maybe.
There has definitely been some plays that I didn't like the call, didn't like the design, the route design, any of that. They're all part of the problem right now. Like, I don't think any one of them, Mac may get more because you're the quarterback, you're front and center. Everybody sees you on that nice tight ISO on CBS. Like, oh, you threw the pick, you're the problem. Part of the problem. Offensive line's part of the problem, too. Matt Patricia's part of the problem, too. And that's why I think everybody's so worried, is because it'd be one thing if it was simply the left tackle is a problem. We got to figure out a way to fix the left tackle. That's one obvious. Okay,
that's a personnel hole.
Right.
Right.
Or like you said, if you had faith in, well, Josh McDaniel's been doing this damn near 20 years, and more often than not, he figures out a way. Like,
right.
And Davante Adams has got a pretty proven track record. There's not a lot of proven track record to fall back on right now in New England, whether it's coaching or the quarterback, even some of the personnel at where they're playing. Like, a proven track record for Trent Brown, other than 2018, is that he's a questionable tackle at times because his effort, his motor, his work, like, so there's... there's no track record of where are you putting your faith other than one step way up the rung, Bill Belichick. He said, well, to blame him if it goes wrong. Well, you also have to have faith in him if you believe it's going to go right.
Well, and that gets to the whole, you know, can he handle all that? Does he have the ability to? He has the ability and the knowledge to fix all of it. But does he have the ability to get everyone communicating the way they need to? And here's another thing, too. Are we going to see Brian Hoyer at the line of scrimmage doing the Tom Brady impression the way we've seen Mac a little bit, where
yes,
you get to the line of scrimmage and it's 12 seconds to go and, hey, let me move this guy in. Let me give you this over here.
Absolutely.
5 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Let me snap it. You think we're going to get some of that with Hoyer? Either?
If we can't do that, then why is he out there? Because that's what he should be able to. He's not out there to just line up and sling it. He's not out there to run around and make plays with his legs. He's out there to – we should be able to throw at the very least – equal chess matchup to the Packers with the mental acuity of our quarterback. If he can't do that, then hell, put Bailey Zappe out there and let him sling it.
Oh, God.
You don't like Bailey Zappe?
No.
Why not?
I think he's little. I think he throws a ball that floats, and I think he played in a league that quarterbacks have come out of and have not played great in the NFL. I think everybody's banking. Oh, he threw 60 touchdown passes. Come on now, in Conference USA. Guess what happened to that league? Teams went to the Sun Belt. The Sun Belt, for God's sakes, out of Conference USA because they had to get the hell out of that league.
I know we had a Zappy hater in the building.
Well, I'm just not as impressed as others are because, again, what does everybody hang on to? Well, he did this in college. Well,
isn't it better to have done than not have done?
No, of course it is.
Okay, 60 touchdowns.
But it would be like you being like Cosmo Kramer and going to karate class and dominating the dojo against 8-year-olds.
I can do that.
Darren in Belmont with Gresh and Hart, who's in for Keith. Hi, Darren.
Hi, how are you guys? Thanks for taking my call. I think the whole problem comes down to not Bill's lack of ability to find talent. I think it's his ability to find coaches. And I can run down the list for 20-something years I've been watching Bill, and you can name me 5 coaches who left his staff who've been successful doing their own thing. And look at Josh. He's 0-3 now, and I feel he's struggling there. You look at the lineup. If they had decent offense and a defensive coordinator established, and they had a decent coach staff, this team could be 3-0. I think the talent's there. The Bills' ego won't allow him to go find the right coaching and put him in the right positions.
Yeah, I don't – again, it's very trite and easy to say, well, his coaches haven't gone on and done X, Y, or Z. I don't know. I don't know if when Bill Belichick goes into the Hall of Fame, it'll be, well, let's also footnote that all the assistants under him didn't do that. That has no bearing on whether a coach can fix this group or not or something like that. And here's a newsflash. Bill Belichick is arrogant. Oh, my God. I wonder who in the world woke up today and just figured that out. But there is the picking of the coaches. And I don't have an issue on the defensive side. Again, if you want to be scorned at Bill and you've been waiting 23 years to come out with your pitchfork, it's the how come you have the kid in there? They're not the problem right now. It's the choice that was made at offensive coordinator, what you're trying to ask the quarterback to do, and then the after effects of that, which is affecting the offensive line. Or there are communication issues because you didn't really have everybody here to do a full install in the offseason. That's a big part of why this team is where they're at. Now, again, these guys don't have to show up. It's not like the old days. And you could argue that some of the coaching is letting them down. But, you know, so are we going to sit here and say, well, Andy Reid is a better head football coach because guys who left his staff were more successful? Stuff it. Yeah, go kick rocks on that. That's stupid.
Plus, I always think that ebbs and flows, and half the time it has to do with, let me guess, the quarterback that they're paired up with, the talent they're paired up with.
How about this one too, Andy? How about if you go for a bad owner or right. or somebody who sells their team or somebody who's just an idiot? Or how about this? How about the fact that Marvin Lewis won games with Mike Brown and his owner who wouldn't spend – he could have a 2-for-1 coupon and still wouldn't spend money.
Yeah, that's true. I think people will look back on his leadership as a little bit better than we mocked it at the time.
Oh, my God.
But just in terms of the coaching, the defensive, the offensive, first of all, I think it's funny that the caller was basically just saying Bill the coach is killing Bill the GM because he said the talent's there. It's the coaching. He doesn't know how to bring in coaches.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to put a staff together. And then the other aspect of that is, we were criticizing the defensive staff for a period of time there with, oh, you gave it to your kid and Gerard Mayo comes right from the boardroom and suddenly he's got a key voice and you're undermanned and it's just now you're more undermanned. And we know for a fact, we didn't know if those guys weren't really qualified for their roles. We know that on paper, Matt Patricia and Joe Judge are not qualified for the roles they're in.
Correct.
They are not offensive experts. That's a fact.
Correct.
Now, Bill can tell me, as he did, good coach is a good coach, right? You're a good coach, you're a good coach. I don't necessarily have to buy into that, but these guys have not been groomed for offensive input. That's just not who they've been, and that's... It is what it is until it's proven wrong. We can all take a victory lap and say, oh, your offense stinks. It looks like it's poorly coached. Who could have seen this coming? Oh, we could have seen this coming when you didn't hire offensive coaches.
Michael Irvin at 11:30.
I'll take Jordy, too,
I know, right?
Michael
Irvin at 11:30, but this is from Mike Giardi. Per sources, Mac Jones is in the facility and participating in game planning. The Patriots quarterback has told multiple teammates to not count him out of this weekend's game at Green Bay and is still operating as if he has a chance. Practice is scheduled for around 12:35 today.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Sure.
So the guy who was like bawling his eyes out trying to get to the locker room is now saying there's a chance of... I told you, Joe Andrews, he was on crutches on like a Wednesday and a Thursday, and he played guard on the Sunday in the 2001 season, so I never rule anything out.
Now, more of Gresh and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You like trash talk? Who likes trash talk? Who is into trash? Rich Keith loves the trash talk.
Hey, why not?
Tonight on Thursday Night Football, it is the Miami Dolphins heading to Cincinnati to take on the Cincinnati Bengals, and we are going to talk to Michael Irvin in mere moments, but it's getting a little antagonistic, and of course leading the way from the Miami end is Tyreek Hill. So right after Miami got their win to go to 3-0 last week, the assembled group of reporters in front of Tyreek Hill's locker, where, by the way, Tyreek Hill looked like a pro wrestling character. He had on like the Bret the Hitman Hart shades and
Pit Vipers.
Yeah, he's something else, that guy. But Tyreek Hill said, "Oh, Eli Apple's on that team, isn't he?" Oh boy.
So this is sort of the reverse of, I mean, I guess back in the old days with Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco.
A little bit, yeah.
Or even the Darrell Revis when he used to have Revis Island and those things. It's good for football.
So
I agree it's good for football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
Storylines, gimmicks.
It's uncomfortable when it comes from Tyreek Hill just because of the kind of person that he is. But here is Tyreek Hill trash-talking Eli Apple.
Are we playing on primetime that week? I didn't even know that.
Amazon Prime.
Are we playing on Amazon Prime? Thursday. Oh, that's going to be lit right there. I didn't even know that for real. But yeah, looking forward to the, who we play?
Bengals.
Looking forward to the challenge. It's gonna be fun, you know. And I can't wait to go against Eli Apple, man. I owe you, boy. I owe you. I'm here. The cheetah is here. That's it.
In the town.
I gotta tell you, when you throw the boy in,
oh,
I feel like that could be swinging on the field. I feel like this could go down. Richard Sherman, Michael Crabtree, Aqib Talib, like these. That boy, unless they're boys.
They are not.
Okay.
Oh, no. They are not.
Then I believe that that officiating crew should have their head on a swivel, including in pregame warmups. Because I can't imagine, that was a little more than I think is the normal trash talking. But this is two teams that have swagger in various areas of their team. Certainly Joe Burrow has spring swagger
sure,
to the Bengals.
Yeah, I wonder about the Bengals, though. Like, no, just from the, like, look at the way they started. Like, Tyreek Hill, to me, God, I can't believe I'm saying this. Tyreek Hill, to me, it feels like his swagger is definitely for him, and it is antagonistic. But yet, there might be other guys that sort of grab onto it. Has the Cincy defense found the same kind of swagger that Joe Burrow operates with?
No.
Right?
No.
Because it feels like with Tyreek Hill, it's the whole, yeah, it's my man Tyreek. Look at him shutting that ass. And he goes out and makes plays.
Yeah.
And other people kind of get in on it. Whereas with Joe Burrow, I think with Joe Burrow, it is the, we're never out of any game because we got Joe. but I haven't seen it carry over necessarily to the rest of his football team on a consistent basis. Like, they went on a good run. Again, why did they really make the Super Bowl last year? Joe Burrow was a part of it, but their defense, I mean, you go to Kansas City and you hold them to 24 in overtime, that's pretty damn good. We would have signed up for that when Brady was here. I don't know. There's just something about the Tyreek Hill swagger that is different that I think other guys might pick up on.
So I would add to the parlay for tonight a question. Will there be a punch thrown? Punches thrown.
Ooh,
a half
can we get
in tonight's
that on
game.
A prop? That's a good call because you're right. It definitely could.
This feels like something that whether it's pregame, warm-ups, you know, they're both jogging and they happen to go by and all of a sudden we've seen this at Gillette. A couple years ago, the pregame warm-ups turns into coaches are holding people back, guys are pushing, guys are shoving, because, you know, there's 100 players sharing the field, warming up, and two guys find a way to cross paths.
That's
that
right.
Have been jawing or whatever.
And,
so.
And Bill made him take a lap.
Basically.
Well, the response from the Bengals' end came from Mike Hilton.
Not Mrs. Apple. Remember when Eli Apple's mom used to speak
for
him?
Oh, no, that ship sailed.
Okay,
all the media companies that thought they could make a bunch of money off
Mama
of her
Apple.
Figured out she's not as marketable, so we'll pull her podcast or whatever they were doing. But this was Mike Hilton responding to Tyreek.
When Tyreek makes the kind of comments he makes to Eli, is that a shot to the whole group, or is that you know, something you want to take up for your teammates back in that situation?
It's kind of you come to one of us, you come to all of us. But we don't need to do no talking. We got a job that we got to do on Thursday, and you know, we feel like they're in our way, so we just got to go out there and try to win.
So Mike Hilton responding a little bit to Tyreek Hill, and then Tua ended up basically saying, yep, that's Tyreek, and we can catch a vibe off of him. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline to talk everything NFL, he normally joins us at 1:30 on Thursdays, but Michael Irvin, kind enough to slide us up in the schedule today. We welcome in the Playmaker on the Harbor One Hotline, and Michael Irvin is brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week by Catches Law Group, New England's personal injury pros at catcheslaw.com. And by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. DeLuca's got the deals. Michael Irvin, good morning, friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys today? How's everybody?
Well, there's we
day by day.
Yeah,
we're day by day.
Day by day, Michael. We don't know
day
which end is
day.
Up. Listen, there was just a tweet put out that Mac Jones is still being a part of the game planning this week, and that, hey, who knows, there's a chance he could still play. I don't know if I'm buying into it, but Michael Irvin, from afar, what do you make of not only the Mac injury, but also kind of the way it has been handled the past couple of days? I think trying to fake people out to think that Mac Jones is going to actually play on Sunday.
Yeah, and I don't know why we get surprised. I mean, Bill's always doing Bill stuff. You know, this is Bill stuff. Nobody works it better. When I watched the game last week, I said, this is why Bill was messing with Lamar. Lamar's the MVP. He was trying to do any little thing, you know, talk about his contract. But this day by day, day by day. And I don't know why they just fall in the Bills' trap with this. Like, the man ain't going to tell you anything. So why are you sitting there, okay, I'm not a doctor. I don't read MRIs. But the people that read it, they do what they tell you, what they tell you. I just told you day by day. You tell me day by day. You know, it's some funny stuff, man. It is funny stuff. But we know what he's doing. He's playing. It's just gamesmanship. On the serious note, what I hate seeing the injury, because I don't think he's going to play. It's the same thing Jerry's doing around here, messing with people. We're talking about doctor. Man, stop it, people. Stop it. Let's just stop it. He's not coming back. I don't think Mac's going to play right now. But they're still on the bad note, the serious note, the thing that hurts me is like, I finally saw something between him and Parker. So I wanted to see how this thing goes between him and Parker. Devontae made some plays the other day, going up over people's head, catching those in routes. I was like, okay, I just see the beginning of something here, and then he goes down, you know, which kind of slows that down.
Michael Lombardi had some really interesting quotes on his podcast this week, and obviously Michael Lombardi is a longtime friend of Bill Belichick's, worked with him in Cleveland, worked with him here in New England, and he said, you know, Mac was playing anti-Belichickian football, turning it over too much. He was in danger of losing his job the way he's been playing the quarterback position. What'd you make of those comments? You think there's any chance that Mac Jones, prior to the injury, was in danger of losing his job?
Bill, I understand that. So since you're close to Bill, when you give an opinion, you think that maybe Bill has interjected something towards you so you can interject towards us on it. But I don't know. I don't know if I can put that on Mac with all the instability that Bill has put around him. You know, you're taking his owner, probably his only confidant, Josh McDaniels. Now he's got a new job. I knew what it was like. I watched Troy with other coaches. And then I watched when Norv Turner got here. And I watched the relationship and how it grew. I thought Mac and Josh had something. You got to go find him. Not just somebody else that knows how to call plays, but somebody else that he can feel is his confidant, that's with him, that he can let go of things, and he can mess up with, and he can trust that he's they're fighting for him. I believe that to be the reality, more than Lombardi's take on it.
Michael Irvin with Gresh and Keefe here on the Harbor One Hotline. Andy Hart is in for Keefe today. I know you had to play some games without Troy Aikman. Now, I understand that you all, as an offense, were in a very different spot, a wildly different spot than what the Patriots are in. However, how do things change for the rest of the starters when it's the backup quarterback that's got to get into the game?
And all that depends. A lot of that depends. You know, because you get a different cadence in the huddle. You lose some things. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's going to try to say, you know, you go in with the same mindset. You go in. But no, that's not true. When Troy was not playing, ooh, dog, I can't tell you how many times I looked at that damn locker room. I just kept looking over it. I have to tell myself, Troy is not coming out of that locker room. You got Jason Garrett today. Let's focus right here. You know, you have to reset your mind. And then, you know, fortunate for me, you know, I worked so much with Jason Garrett. Hopefully these guys worked a lot with the backup quarterback because they don't want to break their starter's arm. I couldn't do work Troy all in all season that much. So hopefully these guys got some work in with Hoyer. He's a veteran. You know what I mean? He knows. He knows the systems. He's been around a while. They'll have faith in him. But it is different. It is different. You run certain routes differently. You know, Troy had a stronger arm than Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett on the side throwing Bernie. I had to alter my slant routes. I can run Troy Aikman slant routes more up the field because his arm's strong enough. He can zip that ball in there. I may be able to split these dudes. I'm not running up the field slant routes with Jason Garrett or Bernie Kosar. I'm running more cross the field slant routes where I'm flattening it out more with these dudes because their arm is not as strong. And if I try to get up that field, maybe get up in a hospital if the safety catches me the right way.
I know you mentioned the change in coaching and Josh McDaniels is gone and Matt Patricia's here and Mac Jones needs somebody he can be aligned with. What have you thought, you know, of the offense? They're throwing the ball down the field a lot more. They're, you know, more accepted of 50-50 balls. Throw it up there and let somebody like Parker or somebody else go get it. It's definitely a philosophical change. What do you think of the early stages of whatever this new offense is?
Well, and you know, and what I always do too, guys, and Dell does your game, Dell did your game. You know, I call the guys that did the game and try to get thoughts on guys like, okay, what do you see? What do you see in the game? There's something I'm not going to see on TV. I may not even see when I play back some of the highlights or play back the film. But you can see it in game. And there's some things I can't even pick up from the All-22s because All-22s doesn't have sound. So I'm looking at the action without the sound. In the game, I can get the action in the sound. And sometimes the sound leads to more leadership and you know, within the action, all of that stuff. So I like to call people like, you know, and we talked about those same things, you know, that Devontae Parker was more Before they had been doing a lot of 50-50 balls. But those DPN routes, those are variances from what they were doing before. And they were connecting on those. And that goes back to what I was saying in the beginning. That's why I said, man, I hate that he went down. Because they were doing that stuff now. They were going up the field. He caught two of those in routes in that game going across the field. It made big plays before he went up over the other guy's head to catch a pass on that 50-50 pass. And you start getting success like that. And I don't know who's making those calls. Is that coming, you know what I mean, that's coming from the offensive coordinator? Like, I don't know if these guys can get open or get any separation. Let's just throw them up and give them a chance, hope for a pass interference or their 50-50 balls. And then the guy said, let's call some of this stuff. And you get these deep end routes running across the field wide open. Everybody's like, I told you this stuff worked. I told y'all we just got to call more of this. I don't know which way that came. You see what I'm saying? That could go both ways. I don't know if the players are saying, man, we've been telling you to call this junk, man. Look at what we're doing now. Man, we got to keep calling this stuff because I've never been there. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if the coach saying, I just don't think these jokers can get open. I'm going to try, you know what I mean, one way or the other. But, man, when I saw it, I was saying the same thing. When I talked to Daryl, who did the game, he was saying the same thing. Hey, why are they not doing that? Why weren't they doing that from before? So everybody sees it.
Time for our question of the week for Michael Irvin, brought to you by the Catches Law Group, New England's personal injury pros at catcheslaw.com. This is kind of a non-football question, but more of a Michael Irvin question. You know, you played in an era where you could actually be hit. As we know, certain cities have not treated you very well. But yet, Michael Irvin, you're upright. You put good sentences together. You're great on television. But come on, man. You had an old man moment where you left your glasses at the hotel and you were standing on national television squinting like crazy. And then I see you on with Stephen A. And the glasses are on. They're off. You can't get contacts. Are you morphing into an old in front of our very eyes?
I'm an old jungle boy.
Hey, and why it looks so bad, too, when you take off the glasses? You know, and somebody told me, man, you look good. I like your eyes open and without your glasses on. So when I left the hotel without them, I said, all right, you know what, let me just try. I'm not even going to turn around. It would have made my whole, I got a 4 a.m. call time. It would make it tight. I'll keep going. Man, when we got on the first set, I was trying to look. Oh my God, what did I do? What did I do? I need those glasses, man. I could not see anything. So it was so funny. It's so funny that just happened to happen last week. And I had my glasses meeting Thursday at my house when I got home. I mean, yesterday when I got home at my house, and I ordered me like 6 new pairs, all different colors. I'm gonna stop this problem right now. And I'm going to leave some in New York at the studio, some in L.A. I'm going to leave them at the studio in L.A. I'm not going to put this all on me. If I lose a pair or forget a pair, I'm going to just go to my locker and get my extra. I ain't going through this never again.
Veteran move.
Veteran move indeed. Michael Irvin, thank you, friend. We appreciate it. Thanks for being flexible and moving it up. Glad you're not a complete old, and we'll catch you next week.
Yeah, keep working with me, man. Keep working with me. Keep working and keep praying for me, buddy. All right, guys.
All right, Michael. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you. There goes the playmaker, Michael Irvin. Again, he's with us on the Harbor One Hotline. We got a Thursday night football game to get to, and that means a Thursday night football same game parlay that is the biggest we have ever come up with. That's next.
WEEI.
I love EEI, man.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England's
sports original.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Gresh, Keith. It's Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Game to the money. The money.
It's time for the Gresh and Keith Same Game Parlay.
This is free money.
Tonight on Thursday Night Football, Joe Burrow and the Bengals welcome the totally not concussed Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins to the jungle.
He was pretty sore, which we knew he was going to be. His ankle was a little sore, too, from all of his inner trench warfare.
Disclaimer, this open is made a day in advance. We have no idea if Tua is even playing. Direct all complaints to @JumboHard on Twitter.
It's just clicks. I mean, it's f***ing ridiculous.
Andy may be short, but he won't short you on picks.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm Andy Hart. I'm not happy about this.
Right now on WEEI.
Wow! John Anderson getting it done, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
I'm about to give out his cell phone number on Twitter.
Well, no one's going to care about that. Although, maybe,
ladies.
I was just going to say, who knows? Maybe there's a couple divorcees out there that'll be like, look at this strapping lad. I can go have me some fun.
So,
and they'll pay for it, too, which is right up John's alley.
They'll pay for what?
Hey, they pay for dinner.
Dinner.
Well, oh. When you pay for dinner, it's basically like you're paying for the act anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how it works?
Well, for John, it would be.
I mean, that's just
any
not,
dinner?
That's not what shows up on the check, but.
If a newly single 43-year-old lady took him to Chili's or something.
I was going to say, like Applebee's on a date night?
Nah.
Like, what's
John's
the line?
John's got standards. I would say Chili's. Maybe Outback, something like that.
Fridays.
And then he's the one who's got to put it.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
That's what I was looking for, John. Thank you.
Got to Bourbon Street, stay with the Oreo shake.
And that singer is so much better than that song.
But it's catchy. You gotta love it.
No.
You don't love those catchy things that you kind of hate, but you kind of love.
You
don't
go to Applebee's to pick up women, Andy. I hate to bring it to you. I know you've
been out the game for some time, but they're open late. They're open late, and they have half-price appetizers at
there it was.
A time when you actually want an appetizer. You know how most places it's like half-price appetizers on Monday nights after 11:45? Applebee's has them at good times.
Oh, the Applebee's in Amherst, Gresh, had $2 margs on Saturday when there would be a tailgate. So we'd go to a tailgate at UMass, then go over to get $2 margs at Applebee's.
$10 and you're flying high.
We've probably done enough free Applebee's promotion.
Well, I mean, it's...
they're not a sponsor. They will be soon.
Yeah, Applebee's.
Right.
Six Rings is available if Applebee's would like to sponsor that.
I know the folks at Applebee's are very generous during the Jimmy Fund with a big donation.
Yes.
Good afternoon to my friends down in the Cranston and Warwick Applebee.
So when do we move on to my winning streak and how good I am?
Oh, good Lord. You hit two picks. We haven't hit a parlay.
Two for two, baby. Coming to the plate.
You have a ridiculous pick today.
Well.
Yeah, but if we win, baby.
Well, here's the thing. No risk it, no biscuit. I guess today is one of those days. However, what we're going to do is give you an alternative as well. Because today, ladies and gentlemen, if... our $10 parlay is to hit as presented. The number is astronomical, but let me get going first because this is the most boring pick of the bunch. It's over 3. Give me Miami at 3.5 tonight. They find a way to keep it close. Why?
You're going to cost us. My guy's rolling. Joe, did you hear him last week? We got one out of the way. Now we're rolling. He's like Kevin Millar in the Sox. They're rolling,
they can still
baby.
Win by 3. Yeah. They can win by 3 in this hit.
Yeah, I've seen the Cincinnati defense. I'm okay. Give me Miami plus the 3.5. Billy, what do you have, Billy?
I'm going to take the Dolphins total points over 23.5 at plus money at plus 120.
That's a pretty good number. That is very achievable. So three touchdowns and a field goal. That's all you need.
Not as long as Tua is out there with his back injury. Wink, wink. We're going back injury.
Yeah, but you know what?
Throw
is
the guy
drop
in the middle.
To Teddy Bridgewater that big?
Like, sadly, probably not. See, they're in the same spot we are.
Hey, Brian Hoyer's just as good as Mac Jones.
A little different perspective. John, what do you have?
Tyler Boyd has scored a touchdown in each of the Bengals' last 5 home games. And plus, T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, especially T. Higgins, have been taking a lot of licks lately. So I think Burrow might just try to work the ball to Boyd a little more just to avoid T. Higgins getting his head taken off again. So I'll go with a Tyler Boyd anytime touchdown.
All right, and here comes the value, Andy Hart, pick in this 4-leg parlay.
When you're hot, you ride the hell out of it, and you go big. And I am as hot can be right now, baby.
John, please save all of that he just said.
Got it. So we have Joe Mixon, first TD, baby.
Veto.
Plus 550.
Okay. Now,
I'm calling a veto vote on this.
No, screw you. He's due.
No, but that's the rule. We can call a veto vote, and if I get
I don't play by the rules.
So, Andy, plus 550, this is something you place a normal bet on, not in a parlay.
Wait, you guys let me play the first score of one of the Red Sox games would be a grand slam at one point, and you won't let me play Joe Mixon first score?
Yeah, that was July.
All right, how about...
it's different when you get to September.
How about we do this? We will ride it with Andy's pick because, on the whole, he has hit more winners than losers. I will defend him on that. However, what we will do for the good people is give them an alternate play that lessens the risk because John is right. If you're just going to go with Joe Mixon first touchdown, the plus 550, you throw 10 or 20 bucks on that, you get yourself a nice return. However... Miami plus 3.5. Joe Mixon first touchdown. Dolphins total points over 23.5. Tyler Boyd touchdown. The $10 would win you an unprecedented $710 if this parlay hits. Now, for those who want to minimize your risk, instead of Joe Mixon first touchdown, if you go Joe Mixon anytime touchdown, it lowers the odds. But on your $10 bet, you would win $150. So you can get a multiple of 71, or you can get a multiple of 15 on your $10. It is up to you to make the pick, but I guess we'll have to give it to Hart that since he has made some good picks, let's see if we can hit us a massive home run ourselves and hit a plus 710. But I think John's going to be right, but we have the alternate play. Maybe what we should do is put $5 on the alternate play, so we would get 75 on that, and we actually have two parlays working.
You could.
We could, but we're not going.
Or you can go big and just have faith.
Well, right now, just in the way I explained it, Keith would have been yelling at me because the one time John tried to go down this road and give an alternate pick or a different way, they ended up fighting for like 5 minutes over it.
Why would you veto this? Like, I don't understand why you would veto this.
Because it really is a prop
that you
would just...
Yeah, that's something that you would just put 10 bucks on to win 55 bucks.
Yeah, right. He's
putting
not wrong.
Putting it into a parlay
that.
Is unnecessary risk when you can just say he's going to, for Joe Mixon to just score a touchdown, you're still winning a lot.
This is all risk. This is all gambling. Let the hot guy stay hot.
You Ryan Reynolds?
Thank you. I was looking for a line, John, and I didn't have one.
I left y'all speechless.
Well, you did. You called yourself hot. So, and
here's
as you established yesterday, well, now I know it's all the
say
intro.
You meet in an Applebee's. Leave you speechless.
That's right. Now it's all the. Now that I realize that Andy Hart did Andro like Mark McGuire, now I understand why.
20 years ago. I haven't done Andro, creatine, or anything else in like 20 years.
If you stay, if you do a little bit of steroids early on in your career and you work out hard and you stay in shape, it's all you need.
Lay the foundation.
That's right.
And just maintain.
A lot of assuming going on with Mac Jones, and Mike Giardi had an update that we will get to start the lunchtime hour from Fenway. Gresham Keith next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.